Midterms, Democrat hospital chaplain may become Michigan's first transgender lawmaker. By Amy Furr on August 6, 2026. A man living as a woman in Michigan may soon become the state's first transgender lawmaker after winning the Democrat primary in House District 2 on Tuesday. Joanna Whaley, who took 56% of the vote against Frankly Barotti, who received 34%, will face Ron Kakinda, R., in the November general election, The Advocate reported Wednesday. House District 2 is currently represented by Tullia Lee Barotti, Frankly Barotti's brother. Whaley was one of two transgender candidates running for a Michigan State House seat this year. The other, Tony Mua, lost the Democratic primary in State House District 9, the article read. Whaley now appears favored to win in November after securing the Democratic nomination in the reliably blue district. Whaley, who is a hospital chaplain, told the Detroit News, "I definitely understand the weight of what's happening. But it is not the center of our campaign," adding, "We understood that we were going up against of 20 years of one family kind of holding the seat. Our district is ready for present leadership." News of Whaley's advancement in the primary came after Frankly Barotti filed a complaint accusing Whaley of not listing his legal name when filing to run for office, WLNS reported in May. However, the challenge was denied by Wayne County Clerk Kathy Garrett. The outlet continued. Lee Barotti accused Whaley, a transgender woman, of violating state campaign finance law by not listing her dead name in campaign paperwork, citing a lapse name change petition from 2023. Whaley explained that she did change her name. She returned to court last year to complete the proceedings to change her name. Whaley said the records were sealed for her safety. Meanwhile, Representative John James won the Republican nomination in the Michigan governor's race over businessman Perry Johnson on Tuesday. And Mike Rogers secured the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Michigan after running unopposed in the primary, according to Breitbart News. In addition, leftist Abdul Rahman Mohamed El-Sayed defeated Democrat Representative Haley Stevens, DME, following Tuesday's primary, and he will go on to face Rogers, who said El-Sayed is an extremist, Breitbart News reported Wednesday. "He wants to empty prisons and put murderers and sex offenders back on our streets. He pledged his support to the Muslim Brotherhood and campaigns with people who refuse to condemn terrorism. And he advocated for the largest tax hike in American history, costing families already struggling to make ends meet over $3,000 more per year," he stated. "Abdul doesn't represent a vision for the future. He's leading a movement grounded in ideological fanaticism. His agenda would make our communities less safe and our state less affordable," Rogers added.